Your music listening device has been taken over by the Geeks for the Win crew. Your device will be returned to your control after you hear from Mark, Stuart, and William geek out over comics, video games, TV shows, and movies. Everything and anything considered geek.
And welcome to episode 7 of Geeks for the Win. We are recording on Sunday, April 25th at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We are part of the OFR network, and I'm joined here with my co-host William.
Hey, everyone.
And Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
There's no special guest this week, so because of the show we're doing. But before we get into that, let's just get into free talk. Will, how was your weekend, or your week, really?
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, the week was, you know, typical, same old stuff, but this weekend was pretty good. I got to spend time with my nephews again, because they have, one of my nephews has a 3 to 5 year old soccer league, so every Saturday there's a game, so I'm starting to go to those just to spend time, you know, see my nephew afterwards, go out to eat afterwards and stuff, so that was pretty fun. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Bunch of 3 and 5 year olds falling all over the place.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because you just see a huddle of kids just around the ball, and they're just moving down the field. It's kind of like ping pong style.
Yeah, I think the first game I went to, I posted on Twitter watching a bunch of little kids, you know, play soccer in a non-creepy way or something like that.
In your van with some candy.
I think I said it would be creepy if one of them wasn't my nephew. But, yeah, I just trying to spend time with some family. I never get to see them ever, so, you know. But, you know, besides that, I just spending time with my dad, trying to plan out stuff for my mom. Her birthday is this Wednesday. Awesome. You know, women are the hardest to shop for.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get her a Wii. She's been wanting a Wii for a while, so, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, get my parents into gaming. I think the last time they played anything was Mario on the regular Nintendo.
I'd fall all over the place if my mother said she wanted a Wii. This is, my mom's not one of those kind of moms.
My mom's, she just sees, you know, the whole Wii Fit thing, and she just wants to be part of the, you know, it's popular, so she just wants to be part of it and show off to her friends and be like, oh, I do Wii Fit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing my mom got into for a while. Then we all kind of stopped because it got boring.
Yeah, my mother-in-law liked it for like an hour, and then that was about it.
It's funny because my mom's going to be the typical, you know, soccer mom, Wii Fit, and my brother is the typical, you know, buys a console just to play Madden every year.
That was me. We'll discuss that soon.
But yeah, but just, you know, besides that, just I finally got back into gaming. I've been taking a long break because of Netflix. They've, you know, too many good stuff on Netflix has kept me from gaming, but I've been playing some Left 4 Dead 2 and a little bit of Borderlands and a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah, I've been seeing you guys going crazy with Pokemon on Twitter. It's been killing me. I'm like, God, yeah, Pokewalker, this, and you gotta explain that to me one day. What's the fascination with it?
Well, I mean, Pokemon, it's just a really good RPG. I mean, it's basically the same thing over and over again, but different. But yet, I still, you know, enjoy playing it. And the Pokewalker is pretty cool because you can upload your Pokemon on it, and it's basically a pedometer. So every step you take, you know, it counts. So you get experience for it. And
okay, it's a really bad pedometer because it's not very good at counting your. No, it's not.
Well, it's not super sensitive because they used to have an old pedometer, and kids like, you know, me back, you know, 10 plus years ago used to just shake them.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though. I guess the whole thing is trying to get the kids to get off their ass and walk to keep their Pokemon in shape. Am I getting it right, or?
Well, if you just every step is an experience point, so you can level up your, you know, Pokemon, so. It's basically to get them to walk.
You know, that was, I fell on that because I sit on my ass almost all day, so my Pokemon would be fat and sorry.
Yeah, see, yeah. I walk everywhere. That's the thing. I've never been one to be driving or anything, you know. I'll walk or take the bus, so that works pretty good for me.
The only time mine gets any use is when I go to work. And then, otherwise, it just sits here.
Yeah, true. I'll never get into that game, but glad you guys are enjoying it.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's it for me.
All right, Mark, how was your week then?
I was kind of in a funk this week until the weekend came around. My Xbox stayed off work and PlayStation stayed off for a couple of days. And I didn't really watch any TV. I just caught up on Lost last night.
I'm still, like, I'm probably now a month behind.
Yeah, I was liking V a little bit, but I don't feel like following it anymore. I don't feel like watching TV much.
Is V back on then?
Yeah, V's back on. It's about three episodes in.
Oops.
I saw Kick-Ass last week. That was a fun movie. Since I didn't read the comic and knew nothing about it, I was kind of surprised with it. Kind of reminded me of like a kid version of Kill Bill, if that's possible. But it was fun.
I didn't know it was a comic.
Yeah, it's a comic. They have actual full graphic novel. I think it was 8 episodes they ran.
Huh.
Very interesting. And even Nicolas Cage couldn't ruin it, so I applaud him. That was a very fun movie. If y'all guys get a chance, let's catch it.
I take it by that comic, you're not a Nicolas Cage fan?
No, I don't have nothing against Nicolas Cage. He gets a bad rap for a lot of the roles he takes. I mean, Nicolas Cage is Nicolas Cage in everything he does. So
I absolutely love him and his movies because, exactly, he is Nicolas Cage in every movie, and which is awesome
in that case.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. If they cast him to be Nicolas Cage to play himself, I mean, I don't think they've cast him to do anything else. I thought he was, as far as the comic stuff is concerned, I thought he was good in Ghost Rider. I may be the minority on that, but I thought he did good. I didn't think he had much to work with.
Yeah, see, I like Nicolas Cage, but I just don't like the movies he does. You know, him as an actor is pretty good, but...
Yeah, I mean, he was awesome in that little role that he had in the movie, so...
Yeah, that's what I've heard. He doesn't have a big role, so...
Right, and it's... Then I got into, I finished Splinter Cell. I mean, I was almost finished with it before the week started. So I finished Splinter Cell, and I started the co-op with this guy named Dave from Gamertag Radio. And I'm telling you, that game is a lot of fun. I never played any other Splinter Cell. So I don't have any other experiences to be nostalgic about that game. But I'm loving it so far. I mean, it's like Batman, but with weapons. I mean, more weapon-oriented. The AI is a little pokey at times.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Other than that, it's still pretty fun. And if they do like they say they're going to do it and actually support it with some DLC, like extra deniable op missions and stuff, that game should be okay. I don't know if it's still worth $60, but, you know, I'm starting to think a lot of games aren't worth $60 anymore. We'll discuss that in a little bit. Also, play a little bit more Final Fantasy. And I don't have a desire to rush through that game anymore. I do want to finish it. But if I play it for an hour this week and an hour a couple weeks from now, I'm fine with it. It's kind of just there.
I had to stop playing that game. It just wasn't that fun for me.
Yeah, I mean...
Which one are you talking about? Final Fantasy or?
13. It's fun to me as far as the story developing, but actual combat, I mean, I'm in Chapter 10 now, and... I've heard this a lot of times. I've actually experienced it. A lot of times you're fighting and it's just repetitive. It's not very challenging. All of a sudden it ramps up to a level in which you're like playing like on expert plus, and I have to fight like a boss for two. You know, I had a boss fight in which it took me like over an hour to beat him, and that's after I figured out what to. So actually spending time on that one part was like 2 hours. And after I finished that, I was exhausted. I didn't want to. I mean, I guess that's what Final Fantasy is, but I was done for a while. I had to take a break. So, other than that, I think that is it for me. Other than I ordered a couple of fighting games with the release of Super Street Fighter coming out soon. I decided to go buy two other fighting games. Tekken 6. I got it for like $15 on GameFly. Got some GameFly credits to use up. And it was selling for like $20. And then I got Blaze Blue. I've heard a lot of stuff about it. And I used to be a I used to be hardcore in fighting games, but I've kind of lost it. So at those prices, I said that'd give me something to do.
Yeah, Blaze Blue is pretty good. Tekken 6, I don't like it, but
it's a nostalgia thing with me with Tekken 6. But that's it. And right before we came on, I fired up Soul Calibur for a little bit and worked on a character I never really played with.
Oh, I love Soul Calibur.
Yeah, that's the best fighting game this generation. But there's some things about it that are unbalanced. The game, when you play online, you really notice that some of the characters aren't really that balanced. A lot of people had that problem, say that with Street Fighter, but it's pretty prevalent with Soul Calibur.
Oh yeah, Street Fighter, so many problems with it being unbalanced.
Right, anyway,
I'm not good enough to notice if it's unbalanced or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm old.
Well, you'll just notice that certain characters, like, say, Street Fighter, you know, Zangief, he does a lot more damage than most people do from just simple moves.
Right.
Well, no, because that's just, you know, facing me. Like, it's just one hit kill every time.
After playing Street Fighter, I didn't really want get Super Street Fighter, but at that price, I might still get it, especially if they got a better lobby system.
Yeah, and I think it's June. They're gonna come out with a tournament mode. You know, that looks like it's gonna be fun, especially with, you know, having a community, you know, playing it. You know, like tag is, they're gonna have tournaments like crazy.
Yeah, I was in one of the tournaments. The first one they did. After not playing for so long, I still came in second. So, but that's my thing with Street Fighter, is that I got bored with it, because to play like with the top tier guys, you got like Saget, Ryu, Ken. I got tired of facing those same 3-4 guys all the time. So I'm the type of guy that want to go ahead and pick like the weak character and work them up. But if they're so weak that you have no chance, takes the fun out of it for me.
Yeah, speaking of fighters, though, did you see the Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Yeah, now that got me a little excited, because
that was a real fun game.
Well, Marvel vs. Capcom was really fun back when I first got it, so.
It's still fun now. I play the arcade version all the time.
I used to, but man, the final boss on the arcade version of Marvel vs. Capcom, yeah, final boss is kind of a pain in the ass. Almost worse. To me, it's worse than a Street Fighter boss.
Yeah, so, took me a while to beat him.
Yeah, it was a bit frustrating. But in any case, that's it for me.
Okay, then I guess it's my turn then. Let's see. I don't remember this week.
wow.
I think this was the week I finished Buffy. Or I might have been last week. I don't know. It was recently that I actually finished watching all of Buffy. It was good. I liked it. But well, that's a complete another episode.
Yep.
I bought a DS Lite, and I bought Pokemon Gold, Heart Gold, and I've been playing that. I'm maybe halfway through it. I don't know.
Where are you at now?
I just cleared the area around Lake Rage.
But you know, you've got a lot more to go, because once you beat all the gyms and then you go to the Elite Four, you go to Johto. Or,
oh, really?
Yeah. Or wait.
So the original area?
Yeah, the original area.
Like from Red and Blue?
I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember.
It's like Kanto, maybe?
Kanto, yeah. Johto or Kanto. I get those mixed up. But yeah, you go to the original one and then fight, you know, the gym leader's there, and other stuff happens. And, yeah.
Oh, wow. So I'm nowhere near.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which makes you, you know, you really get your money's worth with that game, which made me happy, because I was like, you know, I beat the Elite Four, and I'm like, is this it? That was short, you know? And then it's like, oh, wow, I have a whole other area to go to.
Awesome. So then that's where you would get all the original Pokemon then?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, because I've not seen many, and those were the original 150. Those are the ones I like.
Oh yeah, same. More familiar with them.
Yes, definitely. What else did I do? Somebody fall?
No, I'm here. Somebody fell. I'm here.
Everybody okay?
I'm here.
Okay. I watched the first season of Prison Break this weekend. That's a good show.
That show was awesome. The first two seasons. I would tell you, if you're going to watch it, Stuart, don't bother. It will ruin season one and two if you watch anything past that.
Okay.
fair warning. I mean, I know you're a completionist, it seems like, so.
Yes, I am.
So, good luck to you.
All right.
But first two seasons, that's some of the best. I think the first season was probably some of the best TV, period.
Yeah, it was really good.
Well acted.
And I know there's a game that just came out recently that where you are this guy that you never saw in the show, but you kind of affect some of the stuff that happens in season one or something like that, or you actually change the outcome of season one. I don't know. It looks really cool. That's actually kind of what...
It sounds like a rental.
Yeah, I guess.
But at least the actual premise of the game sounds interesting. Prison Break fans.
Yeah, that's actually... I saw footage of that, and that's kind of what got me looking into Prison Break, and I like it.
I forgot to mention, I bought Avatar.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I really, you know, the geek in me was like, wait till the next one, the next version come out with all the special features and maybe, I guess, a 3D in it, but my wife made me do it.
Yeah, they're going to release it 3D, you know. It's just a matter of
time. Oh, yeah, they have to.
Let me tell you, that's the best looking thing I've ever seen on my TV. I mean, I thought the 3D made the effects look so good. I mean, I was walking by the TV and I had to stop and was just in awe with just the colors and how Pandora looked. And not to mention the sound. You kind of get, watching in the IMAX, it sounds good, but I have a really nice home theater. And let me tell you, immersed in the whole world of Pandora. I didn't think I would be a movie that I'd want to watch again, but just off of the quality of sound and the visuals, I would put it in at any time. Well, especially to show off. You know, somebody, friends come by, and let me put in something. That's if you have a Blu-ray player, especially for the price it was going for, it's going for $20 at Target. For a Blu-ray and a DVD. Couldn't pass it up. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you there, but I was remiss to to mention that.
I almost did buy a Blu-ray the other day, but I bought a DS instead.
I was gonna tell you, you should just get a PS3. You know, that's the best Blu-ray. That, you know, they're talking about also, updating it to do 3D, you know, whenever that's popular.
Yep, I hope so. The PS3, that was a good buy, at least definitely for that.
Well, okay, the thing is, I went through, and, you know, with the price of the PS3 and the exclusive games that I want with it, be about $600. But if I just go ahead and just get a Blu-ray player, that's only, with the features that I want with it, that's only $140. So...
Yeah, but you're talking about getting a lot of games all at once, though, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, if I get a PS3, I'd only want to play the exclusive games on it, nothing else.
My PS3 strategy is any single player game that comes out on both is bought on PS3, or not even bought. Most of them are rented, unless it's like an exclusive, like Heavy Rain, which I probably should have rented because I haven't picked up the thing since I beat it. And any multiplayer co-op games, all Xbox. And I think that's the way it's going to end up being.
Yeah, true. That's what, you know, I normally do. I normally rent all my, PS3 stuff.
I was going to buy Blaze Blue on the PS3 because I heard it's better, and I heard the competition's better.
Oh, the controller's way better, the PS3 controller
for fighting games. I was going to pick it up for there because I think it was cheaper on the PS3 1 and 2, but I just can't even imagine myself fighting people online on the PS3.
Yeah, the D-pad's way better on the controller, though.
Yeah, but I think since my recent influx of fighting games, I have to really go ahead and get a fighting pad. I'm at an automatic disadvantage fighting with the regular joystick.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm just looking for one I want to get.
Yeah, I'm not a fighting game person at all, so I'm good.
You guys got to... switch subjects, a little random here, but you guys got to hook up with me with Borderlands. I'm sick of sitting on that DLC and not playing it yet.
You know, I haven't either. I've played a little bit of Zombie and Nazi.
I'll even go buy Zombie if I can get through to the end of it. It's just killing me.
Oh, you should buy it now. It's on sale right now.
Till when?
It's been on sale all week, so I think tomorrow it's gonna, you know, I think today is the last day, but it's on sale right now.
For 400 points?
I think so, on the dashboard, yeah. You know, it's either a third or half off, something like that, but...
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. If you have two Xbox Gold accounts on your Xbox, and one of them buys the DLC, anybody on the Xbox can use it, right?
Yes, because when you buy something, you buy a license for two things. For the gamer tag that you buy it for, and for the console you buy it for.
Okay.
Like, my friend was over here today or last night, and he bought the new Left 4 Dead 2 DLC on my Xbox, so... I can play it on my Xbox without his gamer tag even.
As long, no, his gamer tag has to be on it.
No, it's the console license that you bought it from is from my Xbox.
Really?
Yeah, you get two licenses, the license you bought, you know, for the console that you bought it on and the gamer tag you bought it on.
That's good. That's some good information. Cause my wife is she plays pretty much one game, and she went ahead and bought the stimulus pack today. But of course, she got some extra space bucks floating around, so I use her extra bucks to buy my DLC. Good. But yeah, that's some good information. Thank you, there, Will.
Yeah, I didn't know. Like, I thought only, you know, like as soon as like he logs into his, like it'll. Like, the license is gone on yours. Like,
he was on his Xbox.
It will still be there, but you can't access it.
So he went to his Xbox, and you still were able to use his DLC on your, Xbox. That's pretty slick.
He was going to buy it.
Almost like the PSN sharing. Almost.
Yeah.
He was going to buy it, so I was like, oh, dude, you know, since you're going to be playing it online, you know, anyways, why don't you just buy it online so I can get it, you know? He was like, okay.
That's pretty cool.
Huh.
Little loophole there.
Wonder how long that will be.
I almost bought my Left 4 Dead 2 yesterday. I saw it for like $20, $26. I know Will's going to kill me. I bought Tekken 6 instead.
Whatever you want, I mean.
No, I mean.
I saw you were going to buy it, but you didn't think you had a thought, you know, enough people to plan.
Right, that's definitely a game I can't play by myself. At least with Tekken 6, I feel I can play it with myself or my nephews, but we'll talk about that a little bit more later.
Too. Yeah, see, I own it still, and I'm always up for playing. Any game I have, I'm always up for playing. It's just whether or not, you know, other people want to play it or not.
Right.
If you want to play Borderlands, I'll play Borderlands.
Yeah, at that price, I mean, you know, I don't see why I shouldn't at least have played it. Own it and be able to play whenever a game light pops up. That's pretty. But in any case, sorry we derailed in this week.
Well, this is a kind of a derail episode anyway.
All right.
Well, that was kind of my week anyway. So let's go ahead and do our topic, which is kind of like a get to know your hosts type thing. Because yeah, we're seven episodes in and. Our listeners have no idea who we are. So we're just kind of like, tell them like who we are, where we're from, that kind of stuff this week. Who wants to start it off?
All right, well, I'll go. As we say at the beginning of the show every week, my name is Mark. You know, my gamer tag, PSN ID, and Twitter is TheProfit209.
Well, how'd you come up with TheProfit209?
Okay. TheProfit209 came up out of... Actually, the Phenom 209 not being available. Now, the story about the Phenom 209 is more of a story for what I would have been called than Prophet 209. I kind of wanted to stick with P, since the Phenom 209 is what I used to use on Dreamcast. And I pretty much picked it, you know, just I thought it sounded cool. But what ended up happening with me with it was that, let's go back in my gaming history a little bit. I was definitely one of those gamers that only games for sporting titles. All Madden, Tecmo Bowl, that's what really got me into gaming. That and fighting games. And I was a beast in, I guess it was NBA 2K6, 2K5, whichever one was on the Dreamcast. And I don't know if you guys ever remember, before they had online ranking, like officially, like what the Xbox has it set up, there was something called like the Dreykus Ladder, like especially for sports. And I was like ranked number one in 2K6 in that ranking system, and actually in the actual game a little bit of ranking for like a year and a half. And I got so attached to that name that you know, I was heartbroken that it was already taken when I got to Xbox. But I decided I figured I'd go with the Prophet. Prophet is also the name of a reggae, or a nickname of a reggae artist, Capleton, one of my favorite reggae artists at that time. So I thought it sounded cool. And 209 is like a number that I've been seeing since about the 10th grade. And, I mean, either 209 or 902. And, it, you know, if I looked at the clock, one today it would be at 209 or at 902. So that number has kind of stuck with me. But as far as school is concerned, I know we've kind of touched on it a little bit, but I graduated high school in 1990. So I won't say what my age is actually at this time, but
you can probably do the do the math there.
Reason I can't tell you because I can't add that. I forget a lot. So I live in Miami, Florida. As far as my sports teams, I'm a big Heat fan and a Dolphin. And Heat won today, so I'm happy and a good move. I was okay with the Dolphin draft. That's enough. I actually born in East, my family and my ancestry. My family in Jamaica. When I say family and friends, like my mom and my grandparents, their best friends moved up to America the same time that they did. So it was like a whole neighborhood of Jamaicans moved to New York together, and then they all transplanted to Miami. So here I am. And my other basics, my beginnings in gaming is I used to be really heavy into fighting games. When I say fighting games, like I used to go to local tournaments in the area. I actually do pretty well, especially in which was the first couple of Tekken before like the PS2 really took it over. Tekken 2 and 3, I think. And Tekken 2 and 3, I was very I guess I win tournaments in the area a lot. But as I moved over to Xbox and didn't have Tekken, I kind of retired a little bit. Other game that I played when I was very into fighting games, I was into the Neo Geo, and even today, one of my fondest memories of gaming is playing Samurai Showdown 2 until my hands were tired. You guys ever played that game? Or
no, I never played a Neo Geo in my life.
It's actually on Xbox Live Arcade now. That to me was one of my most fun moments in gaming, which I would just, you know, just that one game. I didn't like King of Fighters. I like Street Fighter. Street Fighter was fun, but just the fact, because Neo Geo was also a rare system at that time, so to play with a bunch of friends and play this Neo Geo for months straight was a highlight for me back in the day. That's my beginnings as far as gaming and stuff is concerned. I guess another hobby of mine, for everybody out there, you can't figure it out, I'm into comic books. Now, I'm not a collector now, and I haven't really been steady reading it, but since I have a long history with all these comic books and characters, that's part of who I am. When I first got into comics real young, I had an uncle that I guess it was my granduncle, and he had like some original comic books from like the 40s, like 40s and 60s, and he showed me his comic book collection and told me, you know, if you get comics, try to get the number one editions, keep them in great condition, and they'll be worth money. So from then on, I've been kind of collecting and, you know, trying to establish some of these gold mines. But now comic books aren't worth as much as they were back in the day. So
it's mainly because everything's digital now.
yeah. I mean, the whole digital comics is kind of, and it's just the value. They have second and third prints. You don't even, you know, unless you're really into it, you don't know what reprinting of them you're getting. And you know, they restart the comics every few years. Like, are we in, like, the heroic age now? So, I don't know. So, anything else there you guys want to, I think I should tell the listeners here as far as, okay, well, podcast, cause you guys here. I just met you guys pretty much. I've seen you guys on the tag and on Twitter a little bit. We all were introduced by Patriot. 10:30, right? 10:30 is the number? Yeah. Matt?
Well, we were introduced to you by, yeah.
Yeah.
Stuart and I knew each other from, you know, we would play games and stuff in game nights and stuff, so we kind of knew each other a little bit, but.
Right. Yeah, I'm the X factor here, I guess. I was brought into with you guys, and, you know, I guess the combination from the different walks of life and, you know, we all are bound together pretty much by the same thing that we all play games and we all like comics. So, let's see. My favorite movies. If we talk about all the time, my favorite movie, without a doubt, is Tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
One with Val Kilmer playing Doc Holliday. Really, I just loved how he played Doc Holliday. So that was my favorite movie. Other than that, Matrix. And, you know, movies for me kind of vary with the time. Like, when Dark Knight first came out, it was one of my favorite movies. Now, I don't hold it. I still think it's one of my top movies, but it's not something I want to put in and watch right now. You understand? The TV shows, I like The Shield. That was my favorite show. You know, as we discussed, Dexter, Weeds, those type of shows on HBO and Showtime, True Blood. Those are type of shows I like. Music, I'm a child of the hip hop era, so I'm really into not as much anymore. Hip hop to me is really gone downhill recently. It's a very very commercial. It's become more integrated with pop, in my opinion. But thanks to video games, my musical tastes have really spread. I've turned into quite the rock band listener. Anything from rock band or that's come out, or rock band come out with new tracks, I check them out. And I like them a lot more than I thought I would like when I first bought, since I wasn't really into rock and roll. Also with me with music, I actually was in the marching band when I was in high school and a little bit of college. I was marching band. I played saxophone, alto.
Huh?
I'm a saxophonist. I still have one. I barely ever play it, but it's here.
Damn what woodwind.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I first started playing alto clarinet because there were no more saxophones available at my school at the time. So when I went to high school, I played saxophone. That's pretty good, actually. If anybody, all you band nerds out there, I was like first chair, Silver Knight in music. So I have quite. I was and also in a jazz band. So I was, as far as musical taste, I do listen to jazz a little bit, but it's a little generic to me now. So I haven't been getting into it.
Yeah, as a tuba player, I wasn't able to get into jazz band.
Oh. You can switch to French horn. No, can't get French horn to trumpet. Yeah, that's kind of a large jump there.
Yeah, it is.
Then gadgets. I'm a gadget. I was a very big gadget collector until I'm forced to be more responsible now. I don't own an iPod Touch or those type of stuff. I have a personal thing about Apple, but that, I think we're going to talk about that in an episode one day. But
you own an Android phone.
Yeah. What'd you say about a phone?
You own an Android.
Yeah, I own an Android. Yeah, I mean, but it's not an Apple. I'm not going to get into the iTouch. No. I'm a Zoom guy. I've kind of supported Microsoft. I figured that would be the most natural thing to do. And even though it's not as... I guess I use my Android to do all the everyday tech stuff, like be on Twitter, all the applications that they have. I'm loving that. And Zoom kind of disappointed me with all its capabilities would be, but I still love my Zoom Pass. I still don't understand why iTunes don't incorporate something like that.
Zoom Pass is the best thing.
Yeah, that's the best thing. I'll stay with Zoom forever as long as that is an option. So
especially since you can have three Zooms use the same pass.
Exactly. Me and my wife use the same pass, and I haven't worn it for a song in quite some time. And so I love those type of things. I got my nice setup, my surround sound. I got into that. I used to be in the car audio. So I used to run around with the bass in my car and jail audio all around until it got stolen the second of times. After, I lost my train of thought there. Then no, I got into home audio instead because I figured I could shoot somebody if they came in my house. At first in the car, you don't even know what's happening. So, I mean, I got a nice Bose surround system, so when I'm playing my games, it's not too bad. It's, that's all. That's about all with my gadgets. Podcast. My favorite podcast is NFL Rants and Raves. I'm a big football fan, and that show is pretty enjoyable. I like PGR, talking about games, pretty much everything on the GamerCast network, Gamer Husbands, and that's about it with the podcast. Only other joy I really have, I used to get into some of my Japanese animations. Rurouni Kenshin is my favorite.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh.
That's my favorite. I recently
the Batosai.
Yeah, the Man Slayer. That you can't. Then who's Cowboy Bebop? I just finished watching that, and it ended up really good. And Ninja Scroll was probably my favorite movie. So, well, that's about it on me. You guys have any other questions as far as the listeners are concerned? Let us know. Give us an email. Ask us on Twitter. Feel free to talk.
Yep. So I guess next we can go to Will.
Oh man, it's always weird talking about yourself. okay. My name's William. I live in Oklahoma. I have all my life, not even a big city, Oklahoma, but it's just, I'm a college student right now, just basically doing my basics right now, because I was going to go into computer science, programming, stuff, because I thought, programming is a wide, area. I could work for video games if I wanted, or, create software or something, but didn't really like it. It just wasn't my thing. I mean, not creative. I'm a creative person. I like to do things that, that's very creative, because, I love editing. I'm the editor here. I used to always edit friends' videos whenever they made videos, and, I would turn their videos or make slideshows for them, and put them on DVDs and stuff like that. I like being creative with media. I might go in, to multimedia design or video editing or something, but I still got some time, because I still got to do some basics, finish them up first. But back in high school, I was big in, I was big into acting. I would be in drama club, and I would go out for the lead role in all the plays, and I was good enough to get them. So that was always fun. And
what kind of plays were you in?
See, the plays we did were very adult. I mean, the other high schools in our towns would do stuff like Cinderella, kiddie stuff. But we did stuff like this one play was A Man with Bogart's Face, which was about, a radio play production was going on. And, so we played actors, voice actors at a radio studio. And it would show stuff, going on in between us, doing voices for the, for the radio play. And it would also have the radio play, doing the actual characters, which that was pretty complex. And then there was another one called Rashomon, which was based in like feudal Japan era, and it was basically a samurai was killed, and this bandit slash thief, whatever was being convicted of it. And it was a bunch of people were given their testimonies, and, it was the wife of the samurai who said, she was raped by the bandit and so forth. And there was my character, which I was the bandit thief, being accused of all this stuff. I was saying, my charm led the, the girl was attracted to me, and it's pretty cool. But we did some pretty, there was a rape scene almost. I mean, it didn't show anything, but, we had to be forceful, look like we were being forceful, and I would take the girl, and grab her and carry her off stage to, supposedly rape her, So, I mean, but then again, that year, our drama teacher was retiring, so he didn't really care.
Screw it all.
That made things sure interesting, but, ever since that, I've had a big appreciation for, movies and television and stuff, just because I've been, on the other side of things. As far as, gaming would go, I've been gaming ever since I can remember, playing Duck Hunt and Mario with my dad on the original Nintendo, and then, playing Sonic and Road Rash and stuff like that. on the Sega, and I mean, like, you know, high school, I was big into acting and stuff like that, so I took a break from gaming then, and just got, you know, as soon as I got out of high school, I basically picked it back up. So most of the PS2 era and early, you know, Xbox era, I, you know, didn't get into. I think my first game for the 360 was Grand Theft Auto 4. I remember going to midnight premiere or midnight release for that because I had just picked up my Xbox like a couple days before. But yeah. What else? Well, I guess, you know, as far as movies go, my favorite movie is The Crow, with Brandon Lee, the original, not, you know, any of the other ones they did, because those were god-awful. But, when I saw that movie, I just fell in love with it, and just, you know, kind of been obsessed with it ever since. comic book movie, even, you know? The Crow is actually a comic, which I own, and it's a pretty good comic, pretty dark, you know? But, what else? Oh, I used to fix computers I used to fix computers at our IT department at the university for professors, for, you know, that was my job. I would get paid to fix computers whenever a professor would do something to their computer, or, you know, they'd call the IT department and I'd have to go up and fix them. And, you know, these people who are teaching us, you know, we're paying for them to teach us. They're really stupid when it comes to computers. I mean, I did phone support with one, and the professor couldn't even find the power button. Because I was like, hold down the power button until it turns off, and he's like, where's the power button? And I'm like, are you serious? I didn't say that, of course. I was thinking it, but I was like, it should be on the front of the computer, you know, and I was just, you know. Just
green light.
Yeah, I mean, It's amazing, you know? It's just amazing how, you know, people can get through society now without, you know, knowing nothing about computers. I guess for us, you know, we're so integrated with computers, it's just really hard for us to think about life without it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's actually kind of why I hate calling, you know, support lines, because they, for the very first couple questions, you know, it's standard. They have to ask the questions, and I'm like, I know, yes, I did that. I did that. Yes, 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 I did. Yes, it is plugged in.
Yeah. Like, I hate when there's internet problems, and they're like, okay, did you try resetting your router? Did you try, you know, unhooking it from the power and blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, yeah, I did. I'm pretty sure it's a problem on your line. But yeah, and I mean, I, you know, every time a friend has computer problems, or, you know, a relative, I have to fix their computers. Like, my friend had a problem with his, and I had to, you know, I had to fix his this weekend. But I mean, it was fun, because he had a corrupt hard drive on his laptop, so
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, you know, his was completely, you know, just gone, so I had a couple spare hard drives, you know, from old computers, and so I took it apart, put it on, you know, I have a program where I can nuke computers, you know, basically wipe everything, so even with special programs, like recovery programs, you can't even use those. It's called D-band nuke. So it basically nukes the hard drive. That's always fun to do. But yeah. So I'm real techie. I mean, and I love my gadgets. I have an Android phone, which I love that so much. I mean, I just love Android, the operating system. And, you know, I have an iPod Touch. I got that basically because I didn't feel like getting a PSP or a DS at the time. And I wanted, you know, something for portable gaming. That's what I basically use it for. That, you know, I had a Zune, but I ended up, you know, giving that to my mom. So, because, you know, her and my dad do the Zune Pass, you know, I gave her my Zune so she can use it. But, so now I just, you know, use my iPod Touch for music. But I'm pretty tech geeky. I mean, I'll look up stuff online. Like, I saw someone put Android on an iPod or on iPhone hardware recently. That just seems pretty cool to me. it was dual booting, so he can boot, you know, the iPhone OS, or he can boot the Android up. So whenever that's more available to the iPod Touch, I'm going to definitely do that just because.
Oh, didn't you just recently jailbreak your iPod Touch?
Yes, I did. And I've done it before, but, you know, I did it again, you know, just because I was bored, basically, and I felt like doing something, you know. Because with my phone, I always, you know, I just like to customize, you know, stuff. So I'm always, you know, changing the background or, you know, adding widgets, taking away widgets, putting, you know, switching the icons and orders. And I just jailbroke my iPod Touch recently. And it's pretty neat to have, you know, to get themes and, you know, have a background and, you know.
Yeah, that's the real reason why I want to jailbreak mine, but I can't since it's a third generation. It's un-jailbreakable at the moment.
I saw a video because I was having problems jailbreaking mine because for some reason, I don't know, the guy was saying, you know, you can jailbreak, you know, the new ones, but it's just a bit more difficult because the jailbreaking programs aren't completely, you know, 100% stable with the jailbreaking, so it takes a few tries to do it. I don't know.
I tried to use Black Rain and it didn't work. I tried about five times, and it just was not working.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't work for me, but it just turned out I didn't have a certain amount of .dll files or whatever, so I had to find those, but that's really, really tech geeky talk. I bet I just lost a bunch of people, but, cameras. I always have to have a camera. You know, I love taking pictures. You know, I love catching videos. I love, you know, I love being able to catch whenever I'm with a friend and they're doing something stupid. So I have blackmail. I have so many blackmail pictures of friends. I never would blackmail. It's just, you know, just fun to say, you know, ooh, I have a picture of you, you know, you and so-and-so sharing a bed together one night. and you know, it's just stuff like that. But, what else? Comics, yeah, I started reading comics at an early age, you know. My parents basically bought them for me to give me, you know, basically to read, because I didn't like to read much. I just wasn't a big reader when I was little, basically.
What kid did?
Yeah, seriously, I mean, and, you know, it didn't help any that my elementary school forced us to, like, read weekly books and take tests on them and stuff.
I loved reading when I was a kid. I can't do it now unless it's an audiobook. But.
Well, see, I think it was the fact that, you know, that my school was forcing us to. When you're young and you're forced to do something, you don't want to do it. Just cause.
Yeah, I think what happened to me is that they were like, oh, you did so well. And, you know, that made me feel like, hey, I should always read because that's what I do good.
Yeah. But, oh, I love to read now. I mean, you know, if there's a good book, you know, I'll read it, you know. Like, right now, I want to get my hands on the new Larry Bird, Magic Johnson book they wrote together. That seems like, you know,
I wish they did that in audio.
I guess, you know, that's about it for me.
All right, so I guess it's my turn then. I meant to ask you, well, your name. How'd you come up with it?
Oh, my name? It basically started back in junior high. No, technically it was high school, or junior high for the longest time. Ninth grade was considered junior high, but it started in ninth grade, basically, when I started, you know, actually using the computer, you know. Before, I would just, you know, play little stupid games. I didn't really start using it till, you know, ninth grade when, you know, I started, you know, really getting into girls. And they would always be like, what's your Yahoo ID? Or what's your, you know, AOL Instant Messenger ID? Or, you know, and I was like, oh, crap, I gotta make one, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I just picked, you know, I was real into poetry at the time, you know, so, and four is my favorite number, so I just, you know, Poetic Soul 44, or, you know, I just thought that was a pretty good name, and you know. So that's how, basically how I got my gamer tag name.
All right. And cool. So I guess it's my turn then. I'm Stuart Pitchford. There's no relation to Rainy Pitchford of Get Your Box, unfortunately. I live in the middle of Indiana. I'm probably halfway between the border to Ohio State and Indianapolis. Like, I'm right along there. I've been gaming as long as I can remember. I grew up in an area where there wasn't many kids my age around. So, like my parents said, well, we can just buy him, you know, this Super Nintendo, and he can have fun with that. And I kind of got hooked, and they've been kind of regretting that choice ever since. With comics, I haven't, like, it wasn't until we actually started the podcast when I started reading comics. And the first comics I read was Spider-Man Civil War. And I've been going from there.
That's interesting. Hmm.
You
never read them before, really?
No. Huh. No, I kind of wanted to, but just never did. And since there's no comic book shop in my town, like, the closest one is about 30 minutes away. And so that wasn't really the best option to do.
Hmm.
Let's see. My favorite movie, I would have to say, would be Serenity. I can put that movie in any time and watch it. No, when I first got it, it was in, like, I put it on a loop for about a week, and I watched nothing but Serenity.
I have that on HD DVD, and that's a movie I could watch at any time, but for some reason it's just not up in my epic category to say it's one of my favorites, but I guess technically it is. It has that kind of appeal, because even if you're not into the series, it gives you a fun feel for what the series would like.
Yeah,
I know that's
actually
one of my highest ones.
I actually watched Serenity before I knew what Firefly was.
Yeah, me too. I watched Serenity first just because I thought it looked badass from the
yeah,
and I liked it a lot. But you know, after watching it and seeing the series, it made the movie that much fun.
Yeah, I actually saw Serenity when it came out, and a couple years ago, I discovered Firefly, and I was like, well, I heard there's a movie. What's the movie? Watch the movie. I'm like, I've seen this before. Okay.
How awesome that Firefly is actually on Instant Watch.
So yeah, now I can finally watch it. I've been, you know, didn't want to buy the set, you know, I'm watching it now. I just never had it, you know, I would never had a chance to watch it, you know. I didn't want to, like, bootleg it or anything, you know.
I can't wait to talk about Firefly.
Oh, yeah, me neither. my favorite television, I don't really have a favorite television show. It's kind of like what I'm into at the time, which right now would be Prison Break. Music, I like anything except for country and rap. Have nothing against them, just don't listen to them. Don't care for them.
The same thing with country for me too. I've tried, but that's just one genre I can't do.
Yeah, see, I'm into all types of music. I forgot about music, but I like what I like. You know, if I like certain rap, I like certain country. I like, you know, I just like what I like.
I just haven't given country, I guess, a really fair shape. But I mean, unless it's just like, there are actually some country tracks on Rock Band that I will play, but not many. So that made me realize that, okay, I can't even get into country at all.
Yeah, well, I used to date a girl whose family was just diehard country fans.
In there.
Like, well, you know, we went to, like, you know, on dates, like, her family took me to, like, country concerts. I'm like, I really like this girl. I really like this girl. I've got to convince myself I really like this girl.
I have a story. My I really like this with Lionel. I had to watch that in the middle of Days of Lives. Be close to that girl. Then I end up liking it.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen with me in country. Let's see. Video games, the types of video games I like, it wasn't until I really got into Xbox Live when I got into first-person shooters. So Halo was my first true first-person shooter. Before that, I was really into RPGs. I got played Final Fantasy IX to death. Like that, like that's not really one that people go to, but it's the one that I go to. You know, people go to, you know, Final Fantasy VII or so. Not me. I like Final Fantasy IX. See, my favorite gadget would probably have to be my iPod Touch. I had an iPod Nano for a while because, you know, that really did, you know, it was really what I needed, you know, because even though, you know, with music, I'll listen to anything, but I'm not a huge fan of music itself. Like, I won't, you know, just sit in my room and listen to music. I'll only listen to music maybe once in a while in a car. Otherwise, I just listen to podcasts all the time.
Mainly my car. I used to jam in my car all the time, but now I just listen to sports talk. And while I'm at work and I have, with my job, I actually, I don't think any of us talked about our jobs yet or what we do for a living. But I work for the post office, and actually I'm a clerk, so I work inside the post office. I'm not a mailman yet, but I sit down and I type all day for almost seven of my 8 hours. I sit down and I'm typing change of address, and that's when I listen to my podcast, if I'm not listening to a sporting event. So back in the day, my Zoom Pass was really popular maybe 3 years ago because I was listening to nothing but music, but now I listen to nothing but podcasts.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the fact that I couldn't keep all the music with the Zoom Pass, I would cancel it already. But cause I barely listen to music unless I work out.
Well, the podcast that I really listen to, with my job, I'm a teacher's aide in a special ed room, so I can't really listen to anything. So I had to cut back on my podcasting, and since I live like really close to where I work, it's like a 2 minute drive. I get about maybe one podcast a week. And I want to get a lot more in, but I just can't. And the one podcast I listen to a lot is the Giant Bombcast. Every now and then I'll listen to an episode of OFR, and it's really about my podcasting. Like, I used to listen to, the Instance, which was a World of Warcraft podcast back when I was playing World of Warcraft. I listened to all the Gamertag. Gamercast, that was it, thank you. The Gamercast network stuff. But yeah, I had to cut back on that because it was just going, just overflowing my iPod. Anime. A while back, a couple months ago, I just downloaded just a heck ton of just my favorite anime shows from the past, which were, well, not really the past, but kind of shows I didn't really watch on a regular basis that I wanted to. And they were Death Note, Zoids from back in the day. Do you guys watch Zoids?
No, I never did.
I've never heard of it.
it's basically kind of like, you know, robot battle. It was really cool. Bleach.
I never got into that, but I heard it was real good.
Yeah, it's kind of taking on the popularity that Dragon Ball Z did in the day.
No, I did watch Dragon Ball Z, but mainly to keep up with my nephews, because that was the rage a couple years back, so they knew everything. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, that was the show for the longest time.
Yeah, I know that. A lot of it up to when they went to GT, Dragon Ball GT, then I kind of lost track.
Yeah, that's when it kind of died off.
Well, that's when it ended. I mean, GT was the last of it. They didn't make any more after that, though.
Well, I was talking about, you know, how good it was.
Oh, yeah. Well, GT wasn't done by the guy who did Dragon Ball Z.
Oh.
So, they had the same characters, but it wasn't, Akira, whatever, I can't pronounce those Japanese names, but, yeah.
I do.
So that's why, that's why it was different.
Let's see, another one of my favorite animes. See, I've never heard anybody talk about this, but I absolutely loved it. I don't know why, but Tenchi Muyo. You guys ever heard of it?
I've never heard of it.
I've heard of it, and I've never been able to see it. Never, been around a copy of it, or, you know.
It's never had
the opportunity.
It's kind of cool because, like, these eight girls from space kind of, like, crash on Earth, and they're all kind of enemies in a way, but they all kind of, like, find this one kid in, like, on the outskirts of Tokyo, and they all live with him. Just kind of, like, mayhem and chaos kind of ensue there, since, like, a lot of them are, like sworn enemies. Like, a couple of, like, one's, like a space pirate. A couple of them are space police. A couple of them are princesses from some other planet. It's very interesting. I liked it, but I don't know anybody else who does.
Hey, is it on Netflix? Not at all, right?
Nope.
It's something you have to buy, right?
Well, I got it from...
Not even on DVD? Like Netflix DVD?
No. Well, the movies are, but the TV show's not.
You need to get us a copy of that. Maybe we'll check it out.
Hmm. Yeah. Seemed interesting, you know. But I just never was able, you know, I never saw a copy, you know. Just never got around to it, basically. Never available.
Yeah, it wasn't very popular, it's kind of hard to find. I guess that's really it. Oh, my name. Back in Xbox One, you know, that was back when I was, you know, junior high school. Yeah, I was also on the marching band, and I played the tuba. So, and, you know, my grandpa somehow came up with the name Tuba Stew, and I just kind of went with it. But, like, somehow Tuba Stew got changed to Tubatsu, because it kind of looked weird, kind of looked funny. You know, looked fine to me, but nobody could pronounce it.
Tubatsu sounds like a Japanese animation itself.
Yeah. I was like, well, Tubatsu sounds a lot cooler than Tuba Stew. Huh. I'll go with Tubatsu. But then, right before the Xbox 360 came out, was my senior year of high school. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to play tuba in college, so I'm just going to change my name completely. And I could not think of anything. So I sat on the Xbox website, you know, just trying to come up with a new gamer tag, you know, just kind of like name generator. And Casual Terror just popped up. I'm like,
lucky bastard. Could have got Tea Bag or some kind of crazy thing, but you got Casual. Cool name.
Huh.
Like, was that first try or?
No, this was after a couple clicks of next.
Okay, see, yeah.
Next.
Okay, I thought he was just that lucky.
No. I was like, huh. Well, a couple times I'm really good. Like, I'll be at the top and nobody can touch me. So occasionally I cause terror. So Casual Terror. Okay, yeah, I'll go with it. And I kind of went with it.
Interesting. Yours is just from random.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's good. The best things usually happen by accident. And it's sticking. If you were to change systems, would you keep that?
Yes.
What about you? About yourself, Will? Would you keep yours, or would you, if you had to change it to something, would you change it?
Oh, I think I would keep mine because I'm just known throughout, you know, everything as Poetic Soul.
Yeah, I have to keep mine because I can't remember. I forget. I don't remember my passwords and everything too much, so I try to keep everything now. Everything's fine.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, you know, I know I'm, you know, nobody else is Casual Terror out there because, you know, you go on Google, type in Casual Terror, and the first nine hits are me, and the rest are just the two words just separated.
And yeah, that's not really a name. You'll see stuff from years ago that you totally forgot about if you search, like, your usernames.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that's interesting. Hmm. Never thought about name generator, but...
I didn't either. It just kind of happened that way.
Hmm. You know, in my luck, I would have gotten something retarded.
So. Yeah, I forget, like, what I typed in, like, to have it come up with names like that. Because, you know, you have to type in, and if it's taken, it gives you, you know, alternate suggestions. And Casual Terror was one of them, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, okay, I have a question for you guys. Like, how exactly did you find, because, you know, we all kind of got started with the community with Tag. How did you guys find Tag?
Jeez, let me think. How did I find Tag? Podcast. started listening to Gamertag Radio and Sarcastic Gamer. And when they would go down with the Gamercast Network break, I figured I'd check out Uncle Gamer, PGR, etc. Of course, they're all affiliated with the tag community. So I was jumping around from Gamertag, Radio, SFX.com, their sites. But the actual most friendly site, when I say friendly, I mean like telephone friendly, because I'm barely by my computer. So their actual site was so friendly to my old BlackBerry at the time. And I said, hey, I can actually participate with this site. I don't have to always just be on a computer. And then I actually started trying to... The one that really got me was Remember When. I was listening to Remember When, and then I actually would start tweeting JN Paris during some of the episodes, and they would respond back. And that's like one of the first times that I didn't really get, get big time by these guys, you know? And the fact that they were responsive, I mean, even when I first got my G1 for my wife, I would go back and forth with Skittles for a while on a PM, and he's just giving me advice on how to work my phone. So that kind of got me hooked in with the tag community. And then, as we all know, Open Forum Radio is pretty much Genesis is from tag. So met all those guys, listening to them all talking about games. So that's how I got into the tag community. But I really wanted to find a community to join just to enhance my gaming experience, because I'm really mostly a solo gamer, but I was always trying to find somebody to do tournaments with, a community that was very active with game nights, and at times tag can be very active with their game nights and stuff. But unfortunately, my schedule didn't really permit for me, but at least I was trying. And as I said, their site always seemed to be the easiest one to navigate for me. That's my story with finding a community.
Yeah, with me, it's podcasting. Back when I got my Zoom, a while ago, years ago, you know, Uncle Gamer was one of the first podcasts, just because, you know, I was just searching for stuff and saw it, was listening to it, you know. I joined, you know, this was before Tag was even, you know, Tag.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you know, through Uncle Gamer, and then, you know, when they created Tag, you know, all the accounts were switched into Tag, you know, and, you know, I was, you know, I'm registered for, like, Sarcastic Gamer forums and stuff like that, but I just, the Uncle Gamer, and then it became Tag, that community was just way better, you know, it just seemed like they were more friendlier.
I wanted to be more active with Sarcastic Gamer, but their site was just a pain for me to navigate. I mean, that was just a simple reason why I didn't become more involved with it. I mean, since then, maybe other reasons, but, you know, this ease of use was a really big factor for me.
Yeah, and, I mean, Tag, you know, everyone was so friendly, and there, you know, it seemed like there was always someone to play, you know, games with, you know? And now, you know, it's starting to get back to that, but before, you know, recently, it's just been horrible, you know, for multiplayer, for, you know, stuff like that, because of all the single player games that have been out.
Right.
Has really broken the community up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are times where, you know, you'd listen to, you know, Talking About Gamers or, you know, PGR, and they'd be like, oh, and check out the game night. There's always game nights there. I would go and I would look, and there wouldn't be a single game night posted. I'm like, no, there isn't. Keep looking.
Yeah, I used to try to post game nights, and it was starting to become hard even to post them. But, I mean, all communities go through it, but like you say, it's the first community members actually. Most of my friendliness now is nothing but tag now, and they're very friendly. Nobody makes you feel like you're shit when you're sorry like me. So, you know, it's fun to play with them and not be intimidated to play in it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Twitter now, too, because, you know, you have, you know, people from tag following you. You have some kind of question, you'll just post it up, and you'll get, like, answers instantly helping you out.
That's how my game nights have started mostly. I tweet to somebody like, hey, you want to play some co-op? Yeah, boom. And that's about it. Hopefully with my schedule change, I can participate a little bit more in these game nights, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of sucks now because I've just been kind of busy where I can't go on the forums that much. I mean, I used to be active on the forums a lot, but...
Like I said, to me, this is the only time I get in front of my computer and spend more than 15 minutes on it. This is when we podcast. So it's kind of hard for me to really be active in the forums in that manner. What about yourself, Stuart? You asked the question, you didn't know.
Well, back when I was just getting into listening to podcasts. At the time I was really big into Halo 2, and I tried to find a Halo 2 podcast. And the first really good podcast I found was Podtacular, and then they soon became part of the Gamercast network. So then I kind of branched off from there, listened to everybody from there, and then, you know, Achievement Junkie and Uncle Gamer started up Tag, and I wasn't, like, I registered for the site, but it wasn't until about a year, it was probably about a year ago when I actually became kind of active on the forums. And a little bit before we started podcasting, I started listening to OFR.
Yeah, with OFR, I used to listen to them when they were all talking about games that they're doing the 2 format. Matt wasn't on there, but Big Joe, Lasberry, and Brad wasn't on there either. But I knew those guys from the forums and playing with them every once in a while. And I found it interesting when they went off, you know, when they went off and did their own thing, got the site started. So, and they're a good listen. I like listening to those guys, and it seems like it's growing pretty steady, too. So, hopefully it'll be a good part of that.
Yeah.
All right, anybody have any other questions for us, like for each other?
Mm-hmm. I do. Podcasting history. Stuart, I know you said in passing you used to do a podcast before. And Will, you had a good idea. I mean, Stuart, I want to tell us a little bit about your podcast, and Will, what the future holds for Geeks for the Win, as far as where you would like to try to take this.
Okay. Well, last summer, I kind of wanted to, you know, I wasn't really doing anything, so I kind of wanted to start up a gaming podcast. So I went out on all the forums I was a part of, which at the time were GameSpot, Giant Bomb, and Tag, and I just kind of just sent a post out there saying, like, hey, I'm kind of looking to start up a video game podcast, you know, and if anybody's interested. And I got one response from GameSpot and one response from Giant Bomb. And we kind of got together, and we started American Gamer, even though one of the people was from Canada. We still called it American Gamer.
Huh.
I guess in parentheses we called it North American Gamer.
That's pretty clever.
And we had a website. It was kind of similar to the way that the OFR website is set up, but you know, it just didn't take off. And just one day, you know, it was time to record, and nobody showed up.
Damn.
And I emailed the guys. I SMS'd the guy. I did every single thing I had to contact these guys. No response. And I have not talked to them since.
Wow, they just blacklisted you. They didn't even say we quit or nothing.
Yeah, it was just, you know, and actually we went through a couple. One of the co-hosts, Elitist Geek, she got hired by another website.
Oh, so she had to stop.
Yeah, so she had to stop with us. So we kind of picked up another guy. He was only there for one episode, and then one of my friends from high school just happened to talk to him, and he was a host for a couple times, and then just not nothing.
I want a podcast with a female. you gotta get one on here one time. Female geek would be kind of fun to chat with.
Oh, that'd be awesome. You know,
it actually made it like really really fun to podcast with her. Like she was really cool.
Yeah,
I'll have to see if maybe I can get her on.
Maybe we'll get more listeners. You know, oh, there's a girl. Oh,
oh God, there's a girl on here. Number one podcast.
Alrighty. But that kind of sucks. I mean, that, you know, they didn't even say anything to you.
Oh yeah, yeah. I got, you know, there was a couple. You know, we haven't talked. Like there was a post recently that one of the other co-hosts and I made on Twitter. That was it. Like we had the whole kit and caboodle: website, Twitter, podcast, but nobody was listening.
That's the thing about podcasting is, you know, you gotta have people who are, you know, committed to do it, because it's difficult, especially at the beginning. That's what I've heard from so many people, you know.
Yeah. I heard. That's what we live in.
Exactly.
It's not the easiest thing, but, you know, if it's something you like to do, you'll find a way to do it. Point blank. I'm going to change my question for you, Will. We could discuss that later.
Okay.
We had a Twitter discussion earlier this week about pricing of games, and especially in particular, with Super Street Fighter coming out at $40, I said that I think all fighting games should come out at that price point. And we kind of had a discussion. I want to kind of pick that up here for a little bit. And, you know, Stuart, you can. I want your opinion. I kind of know Will's opinion, and my opinion is, I think that fighting games now, the content that they have coming out now with all these other games, you know, like I use Modern Warfare. They have a spec op mode. They have a single player mode. They have online multiplayer, various maps, etc. For a fighting game with limited content, you know, I don't want to place a value on what people think is worth, but in my opinion, I feel that with the limited single player of a fighting game and the actual it's pretty almost exclusively a multiplayer game. And that being said, I think that a $40 price point is a nice sweet spot for a game like that, as well as games that are light in content, like with only a single player aspect or only, you know. So maybe like racing games, like when Blur comes out and those type of games, maybe a $40 price point would be a better point of entry. What do you guys think?
I guess I'll go. Personally, with fighting games, if, you know, like, you know, I guess I would kind of agree, but unless it, you know, has extra stuff that, you know, would justify the price. Like, I mean, you know, Super Street Fighter, Street Fighter 4, you know, I would say that shouldn't have been $60 to come out. But Super Street Fighter 4, you know, if they came out with that instead of Street Fighter 4, mm-hmm. I would say $60. Like, you know, it seems worth it, because it just seems like they're adding so much stuff with that. But I mean, they're only charging $40 because they had Street Fighter 4 come out a year
ago.
Right,
exactly.
So I mean, and they're adding stuff like the tournament modes. They're going to add that. And I mean,
what do you think, Stuart?
Well, as a person who works on minimum wage, I think all games should be $40.
Yeah, I think price of games do need to come down a notch anyway. But, you know,
they've
recoup their money.
They've been $60 really ever since since video games came out.
Yeah, since the new generation of video games have all been $60.
Well, no. Like, I remember back in, you know, in Nintendo 64, you know, going to Walmart or some, you know, asking Mom, "Hey, Mom, buy this $50 game."
Oh.
Yeah, they've been up there. I mean, it's good that they haven't gone up, you know, with inflation, but, I mean, they've been $60 ever since video games kind of started.
Well, the way I look at it is, you know, how much is a movie ticket? And you only get, what, an hour and a half to maybe 2.5 hours of that? And
yeah,
a game, you know, if it has multiplayer.
But movies are overpriced, too. But my thing now, too, especially, we talking about fighting games, but sport titles. Those
should be down. Those should be,
Totally.
Those should be, like, $30 max.
Damn near should be DLC.
Yeah.
I mean, but every year I buy Madden because I'm a junkie for football. But, you know, that's what they count on. But there's just going to be a time, which, well, I don't think there will be, but hopefully there will be a time where the people just say, listen, I'm not going to pay $60 for the same old shit again and again and again.
Yeah, with sports titles, I'm not much of a sports fan, but I understand. See, like, they only come out with, like, a really good, thing about, like, every, like, 2 years or so. So what they should do is they should spend 2 years making a game, making one of those games.
Yeah,
and they come off year have, you know, DLC on a roster update and maybe a new mode or feature.
I should think it should be longer than 2 years.
Yeah, I've heard them say on I think it was Uncle Gamer, and I agree with him totally. I thought the same thing that
subscription.
With sports eyes, like, listen, we're just gonna say, listen, if you want to pay, just like they're doing with EA now with the VIP service, you want the DLC that for the 2010 and 2012 rosters, pay this and you get it. And you know, that way they'll make an extra $20, $40, whatever much they want to make. And then when they put out a new title, you get it. I would be completely down with that. Even at a high rate for the subscription, that's better than spending $60 and having another game that's not worth nothing in a year. But I just wanted you guys' opinion on that, and I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, especially since, you know, you look at maybe, like, Madden 07 is, like, $1 or something at GameStop used.
Yeah, and the same thing with fighting games. Is like, when I bought Street Fighter, I was about to return it. They're going to give me $2 for it. And, you know, now you can go to the store and buy Street Fighter for $10, $20. And, like, I just told you that I bought Tekken 6 and Blaze Blue this week for $15. These games came out last year. I mean, I think Tekken 6 came out, I thought, even though the online was broken for Tekken 6, but, you know, for it to drop that drastically so quickly means that their point of entry should be cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with me, as long as it, you know, as long as there's enough content to back up, I mean, if they want to charge something, put enough content in there to back that price up, you know. That's just the way I look at it. Because I'll gladly pay, you know, $60 for a game I'm gonna play, you know, like Borderlands, you know, that was well worth my money right there. I'm still playing it now, and I've put in over 200 something hours into it.
Yeah, but I agree with that. If the content is worthy, then the price. But I mean, we have to. I think developers will have to start looking at the price point of, especially the single player games with no co-op. I know that it costs a lot to still develop those type of games. But I mean, I don't want them to start doing like BioShock 2 and just, well, BioShock 2 multiplayer wasn't that bad, but don't force a multiplayer in just so you can say that you can charge $60.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like we said in our episode 6.5, I said, or we talked about the Iron Man 2 game, you know?
That should come free with the movie ticket.
well, a game like that should not be $60, because that's just something that the studio's making half-assed. You know, just to put out with the movie, just to get some sales from the movies.
It just shows how silly the consumer is, because it's not going to sell great, but there's going to be people that run out and buy it at $60. And then,
well, that's like, for instance, my brother, who, you know, he's not a big gamer. He's, you know, the typical Madden type gamer who, you know, buys Madden or buys something just because he sees it. He's going to be like, oh, I really enjoyed the Iron Man movie. I'll get the game.
Exactly. Or the little kids that go, Mom, I want that game. Their mom don't know better, and they're going to buy it for him at $60. A month from now, it'll be $35.
Exactly. The casual, yeah. You know.
So it's the same, the actual education of a lot of the, you know, the consumers is just like, listen, you know, whatever makes the kids happy, I buy it for them, but that makes it bad for all the hardcore games. Like, you know what, I would, like somebody like Soul Jax that plays everything for the achievement points, I don't think he goes out and buys everything, but I mean, you know, imagine a person that's just going around getting all these achievements, you just want to play the game to experience it. You want to pay $60 for it, or you just wait for it to come down? So, I guess that's what GameFly is for anyway, so.
Yeah.
True that. GameFly has saved me so much money.
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess we're going to wrap up this episode. It's been episode 7 of Geeks for the Win. You can email us with show ideas or questions you might have at geeksforthewin@gmail.com. Is that right?
The Geeks, FTW.
The Geeks, FTW, @gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at GeeksFTW Podcast. And, Will, do you want to pimp the podcast? Or pimp the contest? There we go.
Yeah, basically, you know, we have, you know, since I went to PAX, I got a bunch of free stuff. I mean, I was looking for a bunch of free stuff with Madden, you know, a.k.a. Patriot 1030. We were just looking for free stuff because we got bored, you know? So I grabbed a bunch of stuff. I decided to, you know, put it all together for a big contest because we want, you know, we want to expand our audiences, and we thought maybe a contest would help.
And so, I mean, you know, leave an iTunes review. That, you know, I know a lot of people say, you know, a lot of podcasts say, leave an iTunes review. That really helps us, you know, help you and all that stuff. Well, you know, it I guess it does, you know. So, you know, leave an iTunes review and you'll be entered in our contest. You know, send us an email with your show suggestions or, you know, your comments on something we've talked about, you know, and you'll be entered. I mean, the whole list of rules, you know, are on openforumradio.com. I think it's still on the front page. It should be. But, I mean, really and truly, we've had, like, two iTunes reviews since the contest, you know, and one of them's Jay Bird, and Jay Bird's, you know, entered the other ways, so
far he's Ed Redemption shirt.
So far he's got the advantage, but I mean, that's just basically, you know, one person, so, you know, you still have a chance, so just, you know, leave us a review. I mean, even if you don't want the stuff, you know, even if you don't want to, if you like our podcast, leave us a review, you know, let us know, because I know when,
even
you know,
if you don't, let us, help us get better.
Give us
your thoughts, you know, help us help you, get us better by giving us some feedback.
Yeah, and if you like the show, I mean, I definitely see on Twitter people say, oh, yeah, the show was great, I enjoyed it, you know. Well, why aren't you taking the time to leave us a review? I mean,
we got nothing but Zoom listeners, that's why. I like to turn on that.
We got a lot of Zoom listeners, yeah, we do, but more iTunes than Zoom. Barely.
Yeah, and then send us a... And send us an email, too. If you can't have time to get to iTunes and send a review, send us an email. Give us some suggestions, comments, etc.
Something.
Join the conversation.
Yeah, you know, just make it, you know, let us know there are actually people out there listening to us, and whether you enjoy us or whether you don't, you know. Just any feedback is good feedback. So that's what I got to say about the contest, really.
All right.
We're still going to be on, still going to be going for a little less than a month, so you got time.
Okay, so we are part of the Open Forum Radio Network. You can check them out at openforumradio.com, along with the other network podcasts, Section Z. What are some of the other ones?
The 40cast. The 40cast,
which we are usually on.
I know last night I wasn't able to get on just because...
I wasn't either.
But almost every other episode I've been on, so... And that's a fun... That's a crazy podcast. I mean, you get a bunch of people drinking and you just start talking about shit. That's interesting.
See the OFR Sportscast?
The Sportscast, which I thought the regular OFR was...
was the Sportscast? Yeah, I did too. I did too.
I can't find the sportscast on the feed. You guys have to help me out with that, because I'm pretty interested in that, especially this post-draft stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's all of them.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, okay. You guys have any shout-outs?
I'd like to shout-out Scarfinger for having me on this show this week, Scarcasm. Check it out when it comes out. You guys for showing up and not blacklisting me. And that's it for this week.
Yeah, I want to shout out, you know, Patriot 1030 for coming on and sharing with us his experience at C2E2. Yeah. I always have to think about that when I say it.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
There's a tongue twister there. Hey, those Grim comics are kind of interesting.
Interesting, yeah. That's the word I would definitely...
Yeah, that's actually the reason why I didn't talk the last half of that episode.
It was damn near, it was damn near looking like at a Hustler magazine or something.
Really, it's like, but, yeah, I mean, with that and, want to give you all a, you know, shout out for, you know, another good episode, I think, you know, and hopefully, you know, I'm really looking forward to some of our future episodes. Especially because, you know, next month is the Star Wars, you know, Universal Day of the Jedi. So, you know, I'm hoping we can do a Star Wars episode.
I hear it's coming out on Blu-ray.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Very soon. So maybe that day will probably release.
Oh, that's interesting, but I think it's the May 23rd?
25th.
25th, okay. Oh, well, that's exactly a month from today.
Yeah.
Oh, so that'll be interesting, but...
You know, I'll try to listen to some audiobooks at that time, see if I get caught up in some of the newer stuff, Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, well, I, you know, if we did one, I just want it to be on the old movies, and, you know, and I don't want to touch on the prequels.
But I love Darth Maul.
Yeah, I did too, but...
And they killed him.
They killed
Jar Jar
him,
Binks
yeah.
was the best. I mean, I didn't say that.
Wow, Jar Jar Binks is the best. Not...
Who said that?
Now we know what Stewart said to get blacklisted from the bathroom.
I guess, you know, just looking forward to some of the good episodes we have coming. We do have some good episodes coming, I just know it.
I'd like to shout out Stephen Moffat, because last night's episode of Doctor Who was awesome.
See, you said last night episode, because you're like 4 weeks in advance of me. I saw the episode from, I guess, the second episode of the new season.
Yeah, because it's now on BBC. It's a couple of weeks behind.
Three weeks behind, I think.
Yeah.
What did you guys thought of the second episode? The one with the whale?
It was good.
Okay. Yeah, it was good, but I'm not feeling the doctor too much.
I don't mind him at all. I think he's
the
okay.
companion. I love Amy.
Amy's like, awesome.
I mean, because it looks like they started off almost like with filler episodes. That's how it kind of feels for me. It's like, it's, unlike the last doctor, unlike Tennant's doctor, Tennant grabbed the doctor and then ran with it. This doctor seems like he's working himself into the doctor. That's how it feels so far. Two episodes, take it as you.
Yeah, it's just I just don't like the way the doctor's some of the way he's acting the third episode, but we'll talk about that next week, I guess. Some of the stuff he did in that episode I really didn't like, but I still got to see the fourth one soon. I just have to watch it.
it's good.
Yeah, I've heard good things about this one that you just saw, Stuart. So yay. Because I heard some people are starting to lose faith in it already. So I'm like, really?
Yeah. Yeah, this one people are saying, you're like, oh, it's back. We have faith again.
That's good. Glad to hear. We know how we love our Doctor Who here at Geeks for the Win.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. I think that's it. So, see you guys next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.